Buy your ticket in the St. John Christmas Home and Lifestyle Lottery before midnight Sunday to be in the weekly draw to win one of three brand new NGs next week. stjohnlottery.com.au.
Triple M. Get ready for the new look rush hour.
We're not here to take part. We're here to take over.
Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang. Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince. Nine goal kicker. Brings the house down.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
For the St. John Christmas Home and Lifestyle Lottery. With a 1 in 5 chance of winning a prize from a $7.2 million prize pool. Make sure you're in the draw today. stjohnlottery.com.au.
Well, it's a big hello to you, Adelaide, on a beautiful Wednesday. Yes, it's been a bit of rain and a bit greyish, but the clouds are out, they've gone, they've nicked off, but the blue skies are around on this marvellous Wednesday, midweek. We've got plenty to get through. No AFL football this weekend, but there's a lot of local grand finals happening right around the state. But one man that just thrived on the big stage is our very own country-beloved son, Bernie Vince, joins us. G'day, Boob.
G'day, Jars. Hello, Haydo. Hello. What are we going to do this weekend, Jars?
You and I?
Yeah, well, there's no footy.
Well, why don't we take our loved ones out for a din-dins or a bit of a lunch, go for a drive somewhere in the country or a nice winery?
Any other options?
Oh, bang. Boom, we've got a big show coming up. Yes. We're here till 7 o'clock, family, so make sure you stay on board on this marvellous, marvellous show. Kenny Hinckley should be named Coach of the Year. Yes
he
or
will
no,
be.
Bernie?
Bang. Yes, he will be. He will be. Bang. You know what?
Luke Beveridge, no?
No, not Luke Beveridge.
Brett Rattenburn.
He's been good, but
picky.
What about the Fremantle coach, Jazz?
John Longmire. John, is it John?
No, Troy Longmire.
Troy Longmire.
John Longmire. He coaches Sydney. Troy Longmire. He coaches Fremantle. Good, I think he's done a superb job with that list.
Yeah.
I reckon he's been very good. So I reckon it could be a bit of left field, but yeah, if I'm picking it, Ken Hinckley wins it
straight away.
Yeah,
he's done a marvellous job.
But they will look at those other guys.
So where are all the critics now regarding Kenny Hinckley?
Well, they've just ducked under the table a bit, haven't they, Jars? They're keeping their heads down now.
Yes.
All the pressure was, they've got to sack him if they don't make the eight. What has he done? Not only have they made the eight, minor premiers, Jars, and should be favourites for the flag.
Absolutely.
I'm still
Can we apologise to Justin Longmuir?
Sorry, Justin.
Yeah. 47 well, seconds too up. Late.
At least I got his last name right.
No, you didn't. You called him John.
No, I called him Troy Longmire. That's his brother. That's his brother, Troy.
He hasn't got a brother.
But at least I didn't. Yes, he does. He's got a brother, Jazz. Look it up.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does. Look it up.
It's not his brother.
Well, at least his name's not John Longmire. That's what you went with.
His name's Troy.
Yeah, that's his brother.
Just a reminder, this isn't the Rush Hour nor Triple M. We get our sport right.
Well, anyway, at least I got one word right. You got both wrong. John Longmire. Right. At least I went with Longmire.
Now, there's big announcements happening all around town, so we'll be across that.
Silly season.
Well, they had exit meetings down at Adelaide Crows today.
A few delistings.
That's not nice, is it, the exit meetings?
Nah,
if you know you might be tapped.
It's a sad time of the year because I would hate that feeling going into my exit meeting thinking, is this where they may give me the arse?
Yeah.
Or is, you know, I'd hate to have that feeling. A lot of players go through it, Jars. A new number of players from each club every year. And some do get tapped and say, you know, you're not in our future plans, which would be bloody tough for a young kid when it doesn't work out. So.
Oh, this is the silly season. And, we're gearing up for a month of wonderful finals football. Drums are beating. Daniel Talia being targeted by the Essendon Football Club. Not
what
surprised.
What do you do if you're Daniel Talia? He's Victorian. What would he be? Nearly 30.
He's had a few injuries second half of the year. He's 30. You're right. Obviously, Hurley and Hooker may be looking to get out of the Essendon Football Club under Ben Rutten. Is he a good fit for the Essendon Football Club? Should they be rebuilding, going with youth like the Adelaide Crows?
Well, when Daniel Talia started at the Adelaide Footy Club, Ben Rutten worked very closely with him as a defender.
Good call,
so very close relationship. So maybe that's where that started. Yep. But I don't know whether going to Essendon's going to... Unless he wants to move home with his family. Yeah. He's been away from his family, obviously, his whole career since he's been 18. So unless they want to take the family, they've got a young family, take him back there and be around their parents a bit more. But, I don't know. I find that if you're going to go to an Essendon, you might as well stay at Adelaide.
But Mackesy, you know, they're the future down back.
Yeah,
aren't they?
Butts
Hardigan and Talia, on the end of their career. Mm. So
I like the look of Butts. I think he's going to be a player of the future. And you just got to play those guys. They're only going to get beaten a bit. They're going to get beaten at times, but just got to play them, get them better.
All right, quickly burn the Melbourne Football Club. Some delistings today.
Yes, three delistings. The two brothers, Josh and Corey Wagner, have been delisted, and also Dunkley as well, brother of the player at Western Bulldogs. So, disappointing for those guys. Always a tough time of year. I love those blokes. They're all good fellas.
All right.
Disappointing.
Let's go. We're underway.
Let's go.
Later on, I own a piece of Bernie Vince. We're also bringing in a new segment to end the show. Bernie Vince's super exciting, ultra important, mega interesting, bizarre final fact.
Trust me, you will learn something. You will learn something from these facts. I'm going to do it daily, and it's designed to make you smarter, Jars, which surely can't be hard. Yeah. I'm starting at a low base.
Yeah, well, I've already learned something about you. You put a little padding between your legs when you sleep. That's what I learned.
Hear that on the podcast.
Well, you're going to bring that up every day, are you?
Bloody oath he is.
Wait till I start using it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars for the St. John Christmas Home and Lifestyle Lottery. Buy your ticket before midnight Sunday to be in the weekly draw to win one of three brand new MGs next week.
All right, Bernie. Adelaide Crows will make some big announcements. It's coming. There's going to be players delisted today, player exit meetings, and you know what they're like. They're ugly to go in. Some players will go in with a bit of a swagger, and some will come out with their knuckles dragging along the ground because they've been tapped.
Yeah.
The Adelaide Crows will make a big announcement in regards to a senior assistant coaching position at the Adelaide Crows. What are you hearing, and what some names we can talk about, Bern?
Yeah, we've discussed this a little bit, haven't we? And we're saying that Matty Nix needs a senior assistant and probably lacked some senior knowledge, I guess, throughout this year, especially when they were losing so much early on. It would have been great for him to have a shoulder to lean on.
Yeah.
But some of the names that have been thrown around, there's been Ross Lyon, who's out of coaching work at the moment. Choco's been mentioned. Dean Solomon is one from the Gold Coast highly recommended. Craig McRae from Richmond. A couple of clubs have inquired about him.
Because he gets their IP, doesn't he?
Well, he does. So exactly right. And being at they always look at the successful clubs, assistant coaches at the successful clubs.
And
so,
pinch them like they did at Hawthorn when they were winning premierships.
Right. Look at all the former Hawthorn assistants that are currently coaching now. That's half the bloody AFL. Lenny Hayes is another one, Jars. It's out of work.
Yeah.
And I really respected him as a player, and I'm sure he'd bring that as a coach. Another one we haven't thought of is Scotty Burns. So Scotty Burns is one that's been, he's gone for the senior role a couple of times. So the Adelaide Footy Club would know a lot about the way his game plan and structures he'd like, and the way he goes about his footy his coaching footy.
I think you might be onto something here.
That could be an option, Jars. We haven't really spoken about him.
No,
that's a name that
good Adelaide boy
might want to come home and has tried to come home a couple of times with obviously going for the role the last two times it's been available. So that could be another one.
I reckon you might be on the money there, Burns. Scotty Burns. Burn.
Yeah. Wow. Scotty Burns, Burn. What, you're trying to be funny there or you actually think I'm on the money? Because I don't get it. Sometimes I don't get your humour, but, I'll move on. Nathan Van Berlo, hearing some rumours that he could be the midfield coach at Adelaide.
Good get. Much loved. A good mate of yours.
Yeah. So he's not returning my calls at the moment, but that might mean he has got the job.
Well, there's two positions available. Obviously, Mickey Godden. And Mickey Godden's already been linked to a Sandful club next year in terms of senior coaching position.
Yeah, and a great guy too. Oh, Mickey Godden was my coach at Woodville West Torrens.
Just didn't work.
Coached him to a flag and was such a good fellow. Yeah. I'm so disappointed that didn't work out at Adelaide because I feel like he's got a future at AFL level, but maybe everyone's pathways are different. Maybe going back to the SANFL might help him again and he'll learn from his first stint and get another role. But
And Ben, what about
names.
Neil Baum? What are you hearing about Neil Baum?
I'm hearing the club speaking to him as well.
Okay.
So in what role? I'm not
good
sure. Not as a senior assistant. This is more, helping the CEO, maybe helping Adam Kelly and also Fagan in the CEO role, but somewhere in between.
Where does Neil Baum fit? Because Adam Kelly is a football manager in charge of the football department, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Then you've got Andrew Fagan, who's now been taken away from all the football decisions.
Yes.
All right.
So I think Neil Baum will be a good link man between those two. And just being around a successful club too, Jars, you pick up on things, good habits. Yeah. what good successful clubs do, how they train, and great footy knowledge too.
He's got the Midas touch for premierships, Big Barmy.
He's got the Midas touch.
Has the Adelaide Crows approached you in some sort of capacity?
Most weeks, yeah. yes. Just haven't nutted a roll out. After I was actually firming for a role at the Adelaide Footy Club, and they saw the bounce on Sunday night, and they pulled out of the race real quick.
All right, we're going to talk about you and I being busted for cheating in exams.
Yes.
But I reckon you might be on the money regarding Scotty Burns. This is a rush hour.
Yes.
It's Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars. Buy your ticket in the St. John's Christmas Home and Lifestyle Lottery before midnight Sunday to be in the weekly draw to win one of three brand new MGs next week. In addition to that, there's something else, Jars.
There's a major prize.
You can see the whole lot and get in the draw at stjohnslottery.com.au. Gentlemen, it's time for you to both come clean. Bad boys, what you gonna
do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Now, Bern, this is a very funny story. Barcelona forward Luis Suarez is a little talented Uruguayan.
Little fiery little bloke, too.
He's a fiery, but he's been suspected of cheating to pass his Italian language test with the help of his teachers.
What's wrong with cheating?
Now, the Perugia prosecutor department in charge of the investigation said on Tuesday the Italian exam was the first step required in order to receive a passport ahead of his possible transfer to Juventus.
This is
so
a bloke
Louis is cheating his Italian exam to try and go and play for a football club.
See, money can't buy everything, Jars.
You can't buy exactly. And if he doesn't, he will not be accepted.
Oh, no.
And
so
he's got a final test to do. Right,
mate. So he got done cheating
because they want it. You know, they got to learn fluent Italian and learn the language of it over
That'd
there.
That'd be tough.
It'd be as just imagine you and I going getting a gig there in one of the Italian A League clubs.
I swear you speak Italian sometimes.
You know, trying to go to a Barcelona in Spain.
Oh, jeez.
Doesn't mean you just start speaking with an accent. You've actually got to speak in Spanish.
He's got a lesson, and he's trying to prepare. He barely speaks a word of Italian. So
he's not going to pass any. Have you ever cheated with anything, Jazz?
The coach is panicking. The Juventus coach is absolutely panicking that he might not get his player. He's going at all stops to try and get him to pass. Have you been done cheating as a young student?
I don't get caught with anything, Jazz.
He does. He has to.
Oh, well, in my year 12 year.
What school?
Well, the teachers, they've been teaching for a long time. So year 12, they have the same assignments, the same test every single year because it saves them a bit of work having to come up with different things. Mm. So this is the funny thing, Jazz, and this is where it's unfair.
Here we go.
Unfair. And you know what? This has been it's been holding this in since year 12, which is bloody.
Oh, here we go.
A long time ago, 17 years ago now. But, so, a guy before me that was in year 12 and I was in year 11 did every subject I did. So, I bought on a disc all his assignments for $25 a subject. So, you do five subjects in year 12, okay?
It's on the tape.
You know what that is? $125, Jars. Now, I was paying in coins, gold coins and everything. That's how much I was collecting up to pay for these bloody things. But it was so good. It saved me so much work, Jars. These days, I think they have copywriting machines. So if it's, you know, if you get a same sentence or something, you get done. But back in those days, it was all good.
You were cutting and pasting.
So I was literally cutting and pasting, changing the name. That's all I would change on my bloody assignments. And you know what? Because he was seen or perceived as being pretty clever and smart.
That's it, Bert.
He was getting 17, 18s out of 20. All right. This is just the year before. All I changed was my bloody name.
Yes.
And you know what I was getting?
What, Bern?
13s, 14s out of 20. That is a disgrace. And it happened in every subject through my whole year. And you know what?
What?
I couldn't bloody complain, Jars, because I'd get caught.
You idiot.
This should be a beef, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Calling him an idiot, Jars. You're not squeaky clean, sunshine. What about the biscuit? Bonanza
eight. He's up to
No,
mate.
No. Just saying, we know about this story. Come clean.
I was paying a few girls and boys to do my year 11 exams and science exams and So I used to work at Woolworths back in the day.
Oh, well, don't name them.
Okay. And I was a night filler.
Well, don't name your position.
Oh, okay. Oh, no.
So I pinched a certain amount of goods and items.
Oh, no.
And on this particular night, as I was walking out, the night watchman was at the door saying goodbye to us, and about three or four packets of biscuits fell out of my jacket. Landed right in front of his feet, and that was my payoff at the scoreboard lunchtime at Gillis Plains High.
Well, hang on. How would you get someone else to go in and do your exam when they have to see you walk in and do your exam? Trust me, no one looks as ugly as you. Did you say a female did your exam?
Oh, God.
How did that pass?
Triple M does not endorse stealing or... from Woolworths.
I pinched Cadbury chocolates, mint slices.
Or cheating on any exam or written test.
Down my Amish
or
pants.
Buying schoolwork from the year before.
I didn't bother. It's the right show, Triple M.
Bernie and Jars know their sport. The St. John Christmas Home and Lifestyle Lottery know their prizes. Home technology, appliances, gift cards, boutique fragrances, they have it all. Head to stjohnlottery.com.au to get in the draw.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars. Get the podcast from 3:30 or listen live after Kennedy Malloy. It is Andrew Jarman and a man who you can buy your own copy of online, Bernie Vince.
Now, Bernie, what's going on?
Well, I don't know. Again, you put my name on the board and you don't tell me anything about it. Hit me between the eyes. Right. Go on.
Well, okay. Hayo's
got this.
If you have a spare $300, you can own a mini Bernie Vince. In other words, if we were to put this in front of Bernie right now, it would sound a little like this.
He is exactly like you in every way. Except 1/8 your size.
I shall call him Mini-Me.
So, according to this, it is a photorealistic 3D printed figurine created capturing Bernie Vince with 54 digital SLR cameras, individually printed with a full color 3D printer and finished by hand, like most of his love life. Now, you'll be paying anywhere from $99 to $299. It is 1/10 scale. And you've also been advised that if you buy one, like in real life, keep away from sunlight, moisture, and to handle with care. Bernie, this is up at miniLeague.com.
Stop it.
There is basically an action figurine of you. Now, this is the big question. Have you authorized this figurine?
Well, this is a very good question because... when I was back playing, I didn't know they were still selling them.
Yeah.
They have this thing on team photo day these days. And you know how you get your individual shot, Jars?
Yeah.
Your headshot.
Yep.
And then you have your team photo.
That's it.
Nowadays, when you go in and do this, you jump into this bloody bubble looking thing with, I'm telling you, how many cameras did you say, Hado?
54.
There's 54 cameras. There's everywhere. And they take digital images of you and they mold you. Into a little mini, well, it's like a little garden gnome,
look
but
at
it looks
there.
Exactly like you, and I don't think we see anything from that. I think it goes through the AFL.
And you didn't get a cent.
Oh,
you didn't sign off on it. You got no contract to show that.
It's part of the AFL. Well, you just do it because everyone does it. And I guess back
when we used to do the three-quarter long sleeve and the photo shoot, sold out in minutes.
Yeah.
All right. Down here at Adelaide Crows.
Well, you know what they meant to go for,
Jazz? I don't know what they're doing
Jazz.
With your stuff. I beg your pardon?
You know what they're meant to sell for? What? About $30. Because mine are so rare and there's not many getting around. So that's why they're up towards $300.
$300 plus $15 postage.
Oh, that's tough. You have to be careful with them too. They snap.
Did you shave down on that photo shoot? Because you look like you've got no hair on your body.
Well, he is 3D printed.
I don't have any hair on my body. I've got one chest hair. And that's about it. The other's by choice.
He's got one chest hair.
I'm not hairy at all. A bit like your noggin.
Hey, there it is. The Rush Hour, Triple M. It's the Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars. The supercars are back at the Bend. Tickets are on sale now at thebend.com.au. Now, you can get in touch with us anytime you like by sending us a text, 0488 51 047. And there was a certain, could you call it a bust-up, Bern, the other day between you and a certain Port supporter where the wax were going thick and fast in your direction, my friend.
I don't want to make any comment.
Right, okay.
What I do or say can be used in evidence. So.
In case you missed it, you can either A, listen on the podcast, or here's how it went down.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Rockcliffe.
From the Port Adelaide Football Club.
Rockcliffe's got one.
Please welcome Tom Rockcliffe.
Now he's got his name in the paper.
Yep.
Well, he was BAG last night, Byrne. You and I absolutely were delighted the way he moved around. 30 disposals, set up his boys in a very good win. Congratulations, Rock, and congratulations to your footy team finishing minor premiers. Well done, well played.
Thanks, Jars. The head's about to explode. The last couple of weeks, it's getting out of control, isn't it?
Well, hey, so qualifying final Thursday, 1st of October. You're in the box seat now. You've finished top. You played your long. It's so important now, though, to win that first final. A home prelim in today's footy, especially with how weird this year's been, is just gold, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, absolutely. I think we've set ourselves up really well, finished on top. We've taken every challenge that's come our way this year, and we've just jumped it, I suppose, jumped the hurdle and taken it on board. And really exciting time for the footy club. We've finished on top and given ourselves a really good opportunity to earn finals here in Adelaide. Hopefully we can get the job done against Geelong, which I think will be Thursday or Friday night, and away we go from there.
And finals are all about hitting form at the right time. You've been in good form as a team the whole year, but I just feel like you're just priming yourself at the right time this year. Motlock last night kicked two important goals for you. He's back hitting the scoreboard. Brad Ebert come in and kicked a couple of goals. Robbie Gray is moving as well as I've seen him for a long time. You must be excited to see those sort of guys back in real good form.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, just had a little flat patch. We didn't train as hard and just took, recovery to another level. But we really started to build, and we feel like we're hitting form at the right time of the year, and we've set ourselves up to be playing the right footy at the right time of the year. So we feel like we're playing as good as we have for a while. We played really good against Essendon last week, and then we backed it up in a real finals match. Finals type match last night against Collingwood. So we feel like we're ready to launch in a really strong finals campaign, and one that we can't wait to get started.
Rocky, if you need a lockdown mid or a run with mid, do you have someone that's done that job throughout the year? Because, you know, coming up against the Geelong, if a Dangerfield gets right off the chain early, do you have someone that can go to him, or say like a Kelly from a West Coast or someone like that?
Yeah, I think if we went down that path, it'd be probably me, Byrne. Oh, I'd probably look job. To negate and play a defensive role. Actually, I've got a bone to pick with you.
Oh, nice. This is good. I've been waiting for this.
What, little fishbone or a big one?
Get into him. What's happened?
Last week, you're saying that I messaged you how good I was playing. I don't even have your number, mate.
I don't have your number.
I had to get Triple M to get my number out of your phone so you stop messaging me. Late at night, I'm laying in bed, you keep texting. Leave me alone, mate.
I was just hoping you didn't listen last week, because I may have told a little furphy about you saying how well you played. But, hey, it's all about entertainment,
Rocky.
Was
this when you're on the cans, Byrne?
I had a few cans, yes. Yeah. Like I said,
Sick.
You shouldn't text or call when you've had a few beers.
Now, I don't do that to you, do I, Rock? I normally do it during the day when you got family time at night.
Absolutely. I was on the other rush hour, the second best one, the Melbourne boys.
Yeah.
Melbourne boys played it. Yeah. And you said that I text you, mate. Come on, you got to be better than that.
Come on, Byrne.
If you're gonna tell fibs, at least make it worthwhile.
Well, it must have been worthwhile. They played it on there. Yeah,
lovely. I love this.
Now, it's good for your brand, mate. For your brand. They're talking about you in Melbourne.
Everyone's talking about
our big head. I couldn't fit through a doorway and all the rest of it.
Did you?
At least I was talking about your head, not your ass.
Bang, bang. Bang,
bang. Jars, ask a question. Come on.
Now, Rock, you've never, ever played in an AFL final. You've played 200 games, and your last month has been outstanding. Three votes. Have you read the finals manual? Have you sat down and read it? Because it will teach you how to play in finals football, because I've been there a few times.
What level?
Blowing his own trumpet again. Good to see nothing.
Five time.
Shut up, he's answering your question, Jazz. Stop talking about yourself.
Now, you must be bloody excited because you're going to play Geelong at home on Thursday night, qualifying final. You must be, and everyone's going to badge you for tickets. Emmy, you got up your sleeve because Ben and I might need a couple.
I don't know how many we'll get. I don't reckon we'll get too many, so I might be able to get you two into a box if you play your cards right.
I thought you were going to bring the text message up. I won't say anything about it. I'll say all positive stuff if you get me a ticket into a box.
Which one? It's nearly hourly at the moment you drop a text. We're not a... don't you understand that when someone doesn't reply to your text message, you don't keep sending texts?
Yes.
I don't want to speak to you.
Oh, well, I thought after about five or six, then you call about five or six times, then you start texting again because maybe they've missed it.
You got to stop stalking him, Byrne.
Hey, the writing's on the wall, mate. Stop it.
All right. I'll pull back a bit. I'll pull back to about 10, 15 a day. That's it. Tom Cleary going
to
play?
Answer your question, Jazz. I'm ready for finals. I think my game style suits it.
Absolutely.
A bit of contested footy and whatnot, so I'm really looking forward to it. Tom Cleary, yeah, I think he's a really good chance. Minor hamstring strain. I think it'll be about 17, 18 days, so... ideally, he'll come back in. But Trent McKenzie did an outstanding job last night, Tom Jonas. So we've got different options down there as well.
Ben?
I was pointing at you, but I forgot my screen's not working. I just want to ask you about Scott Pendlebury. Now, last night, I think he broke the most captained games for Collingwood. He's going to be played the most games at Collingwood as well eventually. So what's he like to play against?
He broke that one last night too.
Well, yeah, well, both in the same game. There you go.
Too many cans again.
Well, actually, you know what? It's not enough. Normally, if I have a few, I get that right.
Well, I'm sure you know what it's like to play against him, Byrne. You would have... been towed up by him a few times over the years.
Actually, I used to tow him up.
This is great. Queen's
birthday. He would have done a number on you many a time.
Nah, that's why he's never won a Queen's birthday medal.
All right. Well, you two need a kiss and make up. Hey, congratulations, Rock. Port Adelaide v Geelong, Adelaide Oval, the qualifying final. It's going to be a ripping game of football. And well done, mate. But the job hasn't been finished yet. So all the best and we'll speak again.
Thanks for having me, gentlemen.
Well done, buddy. There he is,
Can
Byrne.
You write back to my text?
He's still going. That's Tom Rockcliffe here from Port Adelaide. This is your Rush Hour.
Triple M. It's Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars, the podcast. Get all of this hours before those listening after Kennedy Malloy get it. 3:30 at triplem.com.au.
Triple M, helping Adelaide 50 ways in 50 days. Get Automasters to test your brakes before someone else does. Call 1300 Automasters.
Bernie and family, we got a message from Leo from Model Park. He went on the triplem.com.au and nominated the Kensington Baseball Club to help them out with new gear. They've been doing it tough, Bern.
Yep.
But he's also nominated a very hard-working volunteer of 35 years at the club, the Kensington Baseball Club. His name's Tony. He's on the line. G'day, Tony. Welcome, mate.
How you doing, boys?
You've been nominated by your mate Leo because of the bloody hard work you put into this wonderful baseball club. What do you need from us from Triple M? 50 ways in 50 days. We're here to help you out, mate. What do you need?
Basically, mate, we're after anything at the moment, putting the word out about getting kids back out there, back into baseball.
Yep. So it's just all about player registrations at the moment. You just want more and more kids to come out there and play at the Kensington Baseball Club.
That's our number one priority, get kids back active again. Figured the parents would want to be getting kids outdoors as quick as they can by now. They've been locked up for a pretty long time. Look, we've got a long list of stuff we need to get done at the club. So, for us, it's all about the kids.
What are some of those things you need done at the club, mate? Because $1,000 going towards some... new equipment, is it? I hear your role. These are some of the roles that you do. line marking, you coach them, you cut up the oranges, you do the rub downs, you're the groundsman.
Run the bar.
You're on the bar, half time, most times with your clothes on.
That's it, mate. Yeah, the late nights. Nah, started 30-odd years ago and decided be best if I sort of married the bar manager's daughter, which I did. So
well done.
Well done.
Netting for our Facebook channel is probably the biggest one that we've got that's coming up. So we've got to get that sorted. But yeah.
So Tone, we need to get some more numbers, more members because of the virus has hurt a lot of organisations. You're looking for baseballs, baseball bats. You got helmets. So what we'll do, mate, and Bernie just mentioned that we're going to shout the Kensington Baseball Club $1,000 worth of new gear. So you tick that off. What else the Adelaide Giants are going to do, Bern?
Well, they're going to provide some signed merchandise jars so the club can raffle that off with all their members, supporters, brilliant, the Adelaide community. Awesome. So they're going to raise some more money there, hopefully another 1,000 or 1,500. I just want to know, Tone, how has the team performed over the last few years? Give us a bit of an insight.
Oh, no.
Well, our club finished Division 1 Championship Premiers last year.
Reigning premiers.
There you go.
We are.
Bang. Mate, we're going to organise a $100 wine bar voucher. Thanks to our good friends at the National Wine Centre. All right, that's our good friend Jason Bird. So $100 wine for you and your lovely partner to go out, let your hair down and have a couple of frothies and enjoy your time at the wine bar, National Wine Centre, my friend.
Awesome, guys. Thank you.
And thank you to your support. Keep up the good work, mate. So if anyone wants to register, male, female, junior, senior, where do they go?
KensingtonCardinals.com.au, mate.
Done. That's good luck. Enjoy the summer of baseball, mate.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for playing.
There you go,
well
Tony.
Done, Tone.
50 ways in 50 days, all thanks to Automasters. So if you or someone you know needs help, hit up our website or the free Triple M app.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars for the St. John Christmas Home and Lifestyle Lottery, where one lucky winner will walk away with the $3 million ultimate grand prize package. From a mansion and a holiday home to a car, a boat and cash, this has it all. Get in the draw today at stjohnlottery.com.au.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars. Get the podcast from 3:30 or listen live after Kennedy Malloy at 5:30.
All right, Bern, that's up. That's us. We're done.
Done.
We're wrapping this big bad boy up for a Wednesday.
But we've forgotten one thing.
What's that, Bern?
Bernie Vince's super exciting, ultra important, mega interesting, bizarre final fact.
If we could just get a few more words in the introduction, that'd be good for next time, Hato. But that was pretty good.
Hey, before we go there, where was Slaney? He's meant to be on the show.
Oh. No, no, no. I tried to get hold of him Mondays on Mad Monday. Tuesday's on Tappy Tuesday. Now he's on Wacky Wednesday. Thursday will be Thongy Thursday. And then it'll be Franger Friday. I tell you, he needs to bloody call us back.
Come on, Slaney, the captain.
Right, now, time to make you and the family smarter, Jars, with a fun fact that is 100% true. I am not making these up, and you will think I am, because bizarre.
Go, Burn.
A butterfly tastes with their hind feet, Jazz. They use their back legs to taste.
Go away. No, they don't.
How good is that?
That's stupid.
What? You're saying you knew that, did you?
No, I didn't even know that, Burn. I thought bees did that. I'll see you tomorrow.
And here's the Jazz, rush hour.
Jump back.
Burn, it's
you
done.
You didn't know that.
It's done, Burn.
Jazz. Okay. You're smarter now. Jazz!
He's literally packed up and walked off.
I'll see you tomorrow.
You want another one? I'll give you another one.
I'll see you tomorrow.
I got a better one.
Shut him off.
Buy your ticket in the St. John Christmas Home and Lifestyle Lottery before midnight Sunday to be in the weekly draw to win one of three brand new NGs next week. stjohnlottery.com.au.